Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a good way to put it. Don't let it beat you. It's the, yeah, the tinkering, that's, to, you know, sometimes it gets frustrating, but to me that's the fun part, especially when you succeed. So that first step with the knack being hex or decimal or whatever, you know, that was one hoop, and then, you know, there's multiple hoops here, and eventually I'm sure I'll get it all working properly or as good as it can be done.
And when you get the next one, you'll have the thing up and running in about 10 minutes, you know, so it's the same thing. Well, I had the same thing going on when I first started playing around with all the XBR software, the CPS stuff for programming the XBR. It took me forever to figure out all that stuff. This has got to be that way, that's got to be this way, blah, 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 everything else like that, you know. And, you know, that's still kind of current software, but, you know, the same thing with the XTS and XTL software, you know, it's the same thing. There's so many different things, and I always told Sean, I said, just give me the words. You don't have to tell me how to do it. Just tell me what they call it, you know, and like the dwell time, okay, you know, like it scans so fast, like he'll throw his call out, and then all of a sudden somebody else will be on like this channel, for example, and it will jump to it, and you're carrying an accuso on a different frequency, you don't even know you did it. So, you know, I was actually making a practice of turning the scan head off when I was chatting, but now you know, it's just another thing to play with and do it. And then he also told me there was a thing to keep it transmit only where the radio is set. There was some other setting. I wrote them all down. But, you know, just tell me the words that they use, and I'll find it. WAVD.